July, peas grow there. You really mean that? I don't understand. We aren't even in the fields yet, you see.
Yes, we are, Mr. Wells.
We're talking about them growing, and she's already picked them, and we have a big bowl of hot peas with warm butter drizzle all over them. That's what we have.
Yes, Mr. Wells, in July, where fields are covered with snow. And, Mr. Wells, you need to emphasize the word in.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. I have never heard anyone who would emphasize the word in. There is no known way in the English language where you begin a sentence with the word in and then emphasize it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm already past that. In fact, get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I will sing a song for you. That is absolutely idiotic. That is just stupid, impossible, meaningless. I'd love to know just how you would emphasize in July.
Then let's change that to every July.
No, you don't really mean every July, do you? Who said that?
I did.
Who the hell are you? What, now I have two directors telling me how to read in July? That's bad copy. Of course it's every July.
We should move on to the next commercial.
This is crazy. You don't know what I'm up against. This is quite weary. It is all quite unpleasant. And I thought we had done these spots before. In fact, I distinctly remember recording them before.
You did, Mr. Wells. The sponsor wants fresh takes.
Fresh takes? What on earth for? I'm Orson Welles. I did it right the first time. Why waste my time and their money on such a useless exercise?
I'm not sure. Sales just said to get it done.
Sales? Sales? They're just as bad as lawyers. I swear if they could turn a buck, they would shake a tambourine and strum a banjo to make a sale. What do you care if you're wasting my time?
Mr. Wells, we really do need to finish these up.
Here, under protest, is beef burgers. Hello, I'm Orson Welles. We know a little place in the American Far West where a man named Charlie Briggs, who chops up the finest prairie-fed sirloin beef for burgers. That's a bunch of crap. You know that, don't you?
Actually, Mr. Wells, you missed a word there.
What word?
Beef.
Oh, come on, fellas. You're both losing your heads here. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. The way you do this is impossible.
Mr. Wells, the right reading for this...
I am giving the right reading here. You spend 20 times more time doing these commercials for you than I do for anyone else. And on top of it, you're such pests. Now I have two directors telling me what to do. I don't even like it when one director gets in my sights. The way you do this stupid commercial, it's impossible. Simply impossible.
Mr. Wells, you did 6 of these for us last year.
Seems more like 72. What you want? In the depth of your ignorance, whatever it is, I cannot and will not deliver. All the money in the world would not be worth what you're putting me through.
Mr. Wells, we still need to re-record the first one you did 2 hours ago.
Why? There was nothing wrong with that one. Why are you putting me through this? One more word out of you, and then you go. Now, why are you being so unbearable about doing that one again? I take direction under protest, and not from 2. Now I do all of this under protest.
Well, that one had a gunk.
What is a gunk? Do you mind telling me?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside. A wake-up call, perhaps, for me. I must endure morons like these and this incredibly abominable squandering of my time and talent. If only for a respite from these skunks. The clattering cacophony is simply a serene place to get away. A place with answers, not questions. Perhaps I have just come up with the solution.
And good morning. This is the WGTD Radio Theater. We're on the air, and this is our 14th season, and this is show number 116. And today's show is The Kane Shadow. Sayonara, my friends. And today we are broadcasting live from Lake Lawn Resort on beautiful Delavan Lake in Delavan, Wisconsin, where they are celebrating their 140th anniversary of this historic resort. Today's show, in fact, is about a particular little-known chapter of the history of Lake Lawn and the great people of the Delavan area. So sit back and enjoy another installment of The Cane Shadow in Sayonara, My Friends. It stars cast members from the 91.1 Players, and Siegfried Christoph stars as Orson Welles. The Cane Shadow is created and written by Stephen Brown and Mike Ostrup. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater is provided by the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah Dumay and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. By Lake Lawn Resort, your full-service getaway in the Lake Geneva area. And by the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. And now, The Cane Shadow in Sayonara, My Friends.
Good morning. This is the office of Orson Welles. Lenore speaking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Orson Welles. Lenore. Oh, Lenore, I forgot you're standing in for Jeanette while she's on vacation. Why Jeanette had to go on vacation is beyond my comprehension.
Why, Mr. Welles, partaking in vacations and other time away from work only benefit the employee and therefore benefit the employer. Vacations help clear the head, unclutter the mind, allow room for new thinking, new creativity, all of which will help the employer.
Yes,
and in this case, that's you achieve his or her own objectives. Yes, Mr. Welles?
Lenore, I want you to change my travel plans.
Why, Mr. Welles? Is something not to your liking? Did the hotel not work out? Was the restaurant not up to your standards? Something that the airline didn't do right? They didn't bump you down to Coachtown, did they?
No, everything in Chicago was fine. Everything save the recording of that commercial. In fact, that commercial is why I need some time to relax.
Oh, wonderful idea, Mr. Welles. Like I was saying, a vacation is such a marvelous
I will be going to Delavan, Wisconsin. Please arrange my car and hotel.
Any particular preferences for your car or hotel?
Oh, see if they have an old Yugo that's gathering dust. And on that hotel, any flea-ridden hotel motel will do.
Yes, Mr. Welles, and I'll program everything into your phone so you know how to get there. With all the road construction these days, you just never know the best ways to go. Goodbye.
I took my leave of those pesky sound engineers and took a cab to the rental car agency.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm Orson Welles. I should have a car reserved for me?
No, yes, Mr. Welles. I have your car right here. Here's the record. Now, the person that called in the reservation said you wanted a Yugo.
What?
Unfortunately, we don't have any Yugos. In fact, I don't believe they're being made. But I do have a VW Beetle. I had it pulled up for you. You can see it right out the window. Would that be adequate?
Sir, look at me. And then look at that car. Now, you answer your own question. Is a VW Beetle adequate for me? Now, I want the biggest, meanest Cadillac you have on the lot.
Yes, sir. Would an Escalade work out for
yes.
you?
Yes.
Here we go, Mr. Welles. I have just adjusted the reservation.
And please, I do not hold you at fault for this whatsoever. I'm just very weary of the level of incompetence lately, and now I've just added another person to it, and she will be getting a call from me soon.
Here are your keys, Mr. Welles. An attendant is pulling the car up now.
Thank you. I threw my bags into the back of the Escalade and started my journey to Lake Lawn Resort. Or so I thought. The GPS on my phone started up right away, just as Lenore promised.
Please exit to the nearest road.
And so we were off, The GPS took me up the tri-state to Wisconsin and then west on Highway 50, through Lake Geneva and on to Delavan.
Please turn right at the next light.
That's odd. Lake Lawn is right on 50. Why is it telling me to turn? Maybe there's some construction ahead or something. I turned right.
Proceed 1 mile. Your destination will be on the left.
I figured it must have been some back way into Lake Lawn. These things always seem to have their own way of navigating. Until I saw what I knew Lenore had booked me into.
Your destination is on the left.
There it was, the Sky View Inn. Weekly, daily, and hourly rates. Free cable, free adult TV. Vibrating bed. I turned the car around.
Please make a legal U-turn.
Oh, shut up! I threw that blasted bit of technology out the window and proceeded to Lake Lawn. I've been there dozens of times. I didn't need some mechanical voice from hell telling me where to go. I finally turned into that long, inviting driveway to Serenity. I drove to the entrance of the hotel, told the bellman to just check me in. After all, I am Orson Welles. And proceeded to walk very briskly to the Frontier restaurant and bar. Rodney, quickly. I need a Jack on Ice.
Mr. Welles, coming right up.
Got a light?
There you go. So, Mr. Welles, what happened?
Oh, just a second, Rodney. I need the chemicals to settle in. Oh, I tell you, Rodney, it's been a nightmare. First, an absolutely dreadful morning recording radio commercials again, and then my secretary royally botched my travel reservations here.
Jeanette goofed up your reservations? That doesn't sound like her at all. I know she can be a nightmare, but you have to admit, she does good work.
Oh, no, it's not Jeanette. Not Jeanette at all. Oh, no, Jeanette's on vacation. Am I on vacation? Oh, no, not me. But Jeanette goes on vacation, leaving me with Lenore.
Lenore?
Oh, yes, Lenore. Sweet Jeanette brought her in from a temp agency. I'm certain there's some kind of vengeance involved. In fact, could I use the phone, Rodney? Mine met with unfortunate circumstances.
Toss it out the window again.
Yes.
Here you go, Mr. Welles.
Good morning. This is the office of Orson Welles. Lenore speaking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. How may I help you?
Hello. This is Orson Welles.
Oh, Mr. Welles, I didn't recognize the phone number. What happened to your phone? Isn't it working? You just can't rely on those things. I'll express a new one out to
Please,
you immediately.
Please, Lenore, do not send a new phone.
But, Mr. Welles...
Trust me, Lenore. No phone.
Yes, Mr. Welles. But do let me know if you change your mind.
Oh, I will, Lenore. I do have a question or two for you, Lenore. Why did you reserve a Yugo for me?
Well, Mr. Welles, you told me to. In fact, I wrote it down. See if they have an old Yugo that's gathering dust. Did they have one?
No. Not since the fall of the Soviet Empire, Lenore. And about that hotel, the Sky View Inn?
Well, that too. You said any flea-ridden no-tail motel will do. Mr. Welles? Mr. Welles?
Oh, I'm here. Just trying to lower my blood pressure down from low Earth orbit.
Mr. Welles, I don't understand.
I am quite aware of that, Lenore. Let's just leave it that I'm here at Lake Lawn Resort about to have a wonderful meal at the Frontier Restaurant and Bar. Contact me through the front desk if you absolutely need to. Thanks, Rodney.
Sure thing, Mr. Welles. Another Jack?
Please. So, I understand that Lake Lawn is celebrating 140 years of business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's that drink.
Thank you.
They've been having all sorts of special events all year long. Lots of history here.
Indeed there is, all the way back to the beginning. The Indian mounds underneath the golf course.
A shame about that.
Yeah, a lot of history lost, and it being a gravesite and all.
Yeah, it really is a shame.
And those grounds being used by all those circuses.
You know, I read a book about Lake Lawn history. Quite the family resort. It reminds me of Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, it sort of was like that.
All kinds of activities during the day, family meals at the restaurant, and dancing in the evening.
A different kind of life back then. Say, Rodney, have a table ready for me?
Always, Mr. Wells. Right at the window overlooking the lake. Say, Florence, could you take Mr. Wells to his table?
Mr. Wells, I'm so glad to see you. Right this way.
Thanks, Rodney.
Another Jack?
Make it a double.
Coming right up.
Here's your table, Mr. Wells.
Thank you, Florence. This is perfect.
I'll bring your drink over from the bar.
My table was next to the window overlooking the lake. It was a grand sunny day and the leaves were just beginning their autumn transformation.
Here's your drink, Mr. Wells.
Wonderful, Florence. What's good tonight?
Well, we have some new specials on the menu tonight, but I thought you already ordered, Mr. Wells.
When would I have done that?
I don't know, Mr. Wells, but your salad is up. I just assumed Rodney put the order in.
Oh, that Rodney. As usual, he's always on the ball, taking care of my every whim. That's why I keep coming to Lake Lawn. The superb service. Bring it right out, Florence.
Right away, Mr. Wells.
Oh, my sweet Lord. What a wonderful salad. Look at all the little goodies in it. Nuts. Is that granola? Blue cheese crumbles, blueberries. The Frontier has certainly gone all out on their salads. I can't wait for the entree.
Entree? I'm sorry, Mr. Wells, but there's no order for an entree. This is it. Just a salad. This is your dinner. And here's the glass of seltzer and lemon that I'm supposed to bring to you instead of a bottle of Cabernet.
This is dinner?
That's what was called into the kitchen, Mr. Wells. Let me go back and see if I missed something.
That was odd. The staff here at Lake Lawn is top-notch. So rare for them to get an order wrong. Rodney, could you come over here?
Yes, Mr. Wells?
By any chance, did you put in my dinner order?
No, Mr. Wells. I wouldn't do that unless I asked you about the type of steak you want. I know that you sometimes have a taste for a filet, other times the ribeye.
I just checked with the kitchen. They said that Mr. Wells' order was phoned in from his secretary. Why would Jeanette do that?
Oh, it wasn't sweet Jeanette. It was Lenore. Rodney, the phone, please.
Right away, Mr. Wells. Here's the phone.
Good morning. This is the office of Orson Welles. Lenore speaking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And how may I help you?
Hello, this is Orson Welles.
Oh, Mr. Welles, it's always so nice to hear from you.
Why, in the realm of all that is holy, would you ever order my dinner for me, let alone just a salad?
Well, I thought I'd save you the trouble. And they have such delightful low-cal options on that menu there.
Lenore, I do not do no cal.
Now, Mr. Wells, I don't want to offend you, but you are a bit on the heavy side. A salad now and then wouldn't hurt you.
I had to end that conversation before I went through that phone line and strangled her little throat. After all, it wouldn't do for Orson Welles to be convicted for murder. I suppose, though, that any jury would call it justifiable homicide.
Yes, Mr. Wells.
Rodney, remove this contraption, please, and another Jack. Florence, I saw on the menu just a few items I would like to enjoy tonight. Firstly, a starter of the Wisconsin heritage cheese and cured meats.
But, Mr. Wells, that's made for two people.
I want the four-person serving. Then I'll try the chef's daily stock pot soup.
Don't you want to know what it is today?
No. Just serve it. Then bring me a fresh one of those arugula blueberry goat salads.
Yes, Mr. Wells.
And then the 16-ounce ribeye, medium rare.
Yes, Mr. Wells. Bottle of Cabernet.
Oh, I'll need two bottles with this meal. While I was enjoying this wonderful meal, I spied a younger woman leaning over the bar asking Rodney something. He nodded over to me, and she looked over and proceeded to walk my way. Her hair looked like it could have used a comb pulled through it. No makeup, no jewelry, save one of those awful Apple watches, which just don't look appropriate on a woman's slender wrist. She was carrying, of course, a cell phone. She wore some unflattering blouse and pants, and worst of all, she wore flat shoes. As she drew closer, I shuddered. What was approaching me was worse than the Walking Dead, worse than a rabid wolf whose fangs were dripping human blood, worse even than the Dark Lord of Hell himself. It was a millennial.
Are you like, Orson Welles?
Yes, I'm Orson Welles. And you?
I'm Madison St. James.
Oh, of course.
And I was wondering
are.
If I could, like, talk to you about something?
Well, it is in the middle of my dinner, but if you don't mind, I certainly don't. Please join me.
Thanks, Orson.
Orson? Would you like something to drink? A bite to eat?
Sure. Something to drink would be great.
Florence?
Yes, Mr. Welles.
Please bring my guest a...
Lemontini with extra sugar.
Lemontini with extra sugar.
A lemontini with extra sugar? Coming right up.
So, Miss St. James, how may I help you?
Ms.
Ms.?
Yes, Ms. St. James. You called me Miss.
Yes, Ms. So how may I help you, Ms. St. James?
Well, I'm, like, working on my master's thesis, which is going to be about the local history of this area.
Yes, like, that should be some, like, thesis, because, like, there's so much interesting, like, history here, like, even here at, like, Lake Lawn.
Oh, I know, Orson.
Orson?
Here's your lemontini, extra sugar.
Thanks.
Miss.
Thank you, Florence.
In fact, I once read a book I saw at, like, this wonderful gift shop. The book was all about Lake Lawn, that the owners of Lake Lawn sponsored Japanese Americans out of the internment camps and gave them, like, jobs here during World War II.
Interesting.
I thought so, too. In, like, 1942, President Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, which ordered the removal of any person with at least 1/16 Japanese ancestry on the western coast of the United States into, like, internment camps. In 1943, one of the then owners of Lake Lawn Resort, Jay Reeder, sponsored Henry Zuru out of Minidoka internment camp in Idaho and made him a pastry chef here at the resort. A total of 8 Japanese-American families came to Delavan to work here at the resort.
8 families?
Yeah, awesome, isn't it?
Oh, yes, awesome.
The problem I'm having, though, is that I can't find any information about this story.
Just what's in that book?
Yeah.
Have you talked to some of these people? Certainly there must be descendants that live in the area.
I couldn't find, like, anyone.
You've been to the library?
Library?
Yes, a library. Who am I to say, but it would seem that that would be a place to start. What about the Historical Society?
Historical Society?
Yes, the Historical Society. Where have you been doing your research? No, wait. Let me guess. On your phone? On the internet?
Well, like... Yeah.
Well, miss, the, like, internet is a wonderful invention. But there are also some, like, wonderful other sources that have not been digitized. Listen, you be on your way and let me work my wonders at investigating this mystery of the missing Japanese Americans. I finished that wonderful dinner, loosened my belt, and made my way back to the bar to have a brandy. Rodney... Could you please hand me the phone and a light if you have it?
Here you go, Mr. Welles.
Thanks, Rodney.
You are welcome. And you do know you're not supposed to smoke inside.
Yes, I do.
Good morning. This
This is the office of Orson Welles. Lenore speaking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. How may I help you?
Hello. This is Orson Welles.
Mr. Welles, I knew it was you. I can tell from the phone number. It's always so nice to hear from you.
I know, Lenore. I have a few things I'd like you to do. I want you to do a complete research study on the Japanese Americans at Lake Lawn Resort.
Pardon me for asking, but why does anyone care that there are Japanese Americans anywhere, let alone at Lake Lawn Resort?
Lenore, not today, during World War II, you know, the internment camps.
There was an internment camp at Lake Lawn Resort?
No, not here, but if there were one, you'd be the first person I'd put in it. Now, I want you to find out everything you can about Japanese Americans being sponsored out of the internments and being brought here to work.
That really happened?
Yes, apparently it did. Look up everything on the internet, call the National Park Service. I know they have preserved some of those camps. See what they know, etc., etc., etc.
Will do, Mr. Welles. This sounds interesting. It sounds like a great story. Really nice of the Lake Lawn people to do that.
Indeed it does, Lenore.
Now, where should I contact you?
Through the front desk. They'll know I'm either in my room or here at the bar.
Yes, Mr. Welles.
Rodney, I best get back to my room and get to bed. Busy day tomorrow. Lots of things to do, people to see. The next morning, after a hearty breakfast of the maple bacon waffles, I set out to the office of His Honor, Mayor Mel himself. Mayor, may I come in?
Well, look who the cat dragged in, and all the way from Los Angeles. What the heck are you doing here?
Well, little did I know, but my plans for a little R&R at Lake Lawn have turned into a bit of a mystery hunt.
Oh?
Yes, I learned from a graduate student who's working on her thesis that Lake Lawn Resort sponsored Japanese Americans out of the Minidoka internment camp in Idaho.
Really?
Yes.
Brought them all the way here?
Indeed. In fact, the first one, Henry Tsuru, was chef at the tennis club in Seattle when he had to move to the camp. Jay Reeder was one of the owners of Lake Lawn at the time, and I guess he knew Henry. The government allowed the internees to leave the camps and move to the Midwest if they had a job, so Reeder brought Henry here. Henry told others at the camp about Lake Lawn, and it winds up that 8 families came here to get the heck out of those camps and in the middle of nowhere and come here.
I never knew that. So families came here, kids and all?
Indeed. Attended schools, the whole 9 yards. It really is a testament to not only Lake Lawn, but the people of Delavan who opened up their community to these people, even though the government was locking them up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Orson. Maybe I'm biased, but there are no better people than the folks here in Delavan. We love our town and welcome anyone and everyone who comes here.
But you don't know anything about it?
Oh, no, I'm afraid I don't. You know what, though? Check at the Genealogical Society. They may know something through the list of names. You said one of them was named Tesoro?
Yes, and the other names I found were Kazeguma, Nomura, Yoshikawa, Yamabe, Wada, Inoue, Suzuki, and Mizoguchi.
Oh, sounds like if anyone could help you trace these names, it'd be them.
Thanks, Mel.
Oh, my pleasure. And don't be such a stranger.
I made my way from the mayor's office to Lake Geneva to meet Chris Brooks, a member of the Walworth Genealogical Society and an actor in those wonderful 91.1 players.
So good to see you again, Orson. It's been ages since we got together.
Yes, and I do apologize for that. It's been so busy for me with movies, commercials, television, personal appearances. After all, I am Orson Welles.
Yes, you are. So you mentioned on the phone you were looking into the story of the Japanese Americans at Lake Lawn. What brought this on?
I'm helping a grad student with her research.
Her research?
Well, Chris, you know I'm a pushover for a woman. After all, that's why I've kept in contact with you all these years.
Oh, Orson, you never lose your charm.
Oh, well, I do try.
Unfortunately, I can't offer you much help. It sounds like you have the same information I have from that book. I once did a presentation as Jay Reader's wife, Ruby Reader, and I used that book as my source material. I went through some of the newspapers and other documents they had at the Aram Public Library in Delavan, and I found a few things, but nothing substantial. At least nothing I had time to pore through.
You know, it really is a shame. Here we are at the war with the Empire of Japan. The president orders the West Coast Japanese-American citizens into camps. And here are the owners of Lake Lawn getting them out of those camps, and the people of Delavan welcoming them into their community.
And there's very little record of it. It really is such a great story about everyday decency of the American people. Lord knows that hasn't always been the case, but certainly here it was.
Yes, indeed. I wish I had more time to chat, but I'm a man on a quest, Chris. I have a few more people to talk to.
Oh, well, good luck to you, Orson. And you might want to go to the library yourself and see if you can spot something.
I will do just that. From Coffee with Chris, I sped back to Delavan for Coffee with Ryan Schroeder, another actor in the 91.1 Players and local community leader.
So good to meet you, Mr. Wells. Such an honor.
Why, thank you. But after all, I am Orson Welles.
And because of that, I hate to disappoint you. I spent some time at the Historical Society and looked through all sorts of old newspapers, but no luck. There's just no real record or stories of the Japanese Americans that came to Delavan and Lake Lawn Resort. It really is a mystery.
Indeed it is. More of one than I ever thought there would be.
And it's such a great story. I mean, Delavan is chock full of such stories, and we have all sorts of records and books. Heck, the wall dog murals depicting the history are painted on the walls of buildings all around Delavan.
And those murals are about all sorts of local history, major and not so major.
They really are something to see.
Indeed they are. Any other leads for me to follow? I do have the library to get to yet.
Well, from what you've told me, you've covered just about everything. I know the library has some file cabinets and shelves with all kinds of, I don't know, old city and high school records, some county stuff. You may just stumble on something there.
Maybe I will. Well, thanks for your help, Brian.
Again, so honored to meet you, sir.
With that, I drove back to Lake Lawn for dinner and a restful night's sleep. The next morning, I was enjoying a breakfast of steak and eggs, a truly magnificent meal of a grilled 8-ounce New York strip steak, fingerling potatoes and two eggs, when Florence came up to me and asked,
Mr. Wells, there are several packages for you that were just delivered to the front desk. Where would you like them delivered? Your room? Here?
Packages?
Yeah, quite a few boxes, I guess.
Yeah, Mr. Wells. The front desk said that it's like 300 pounds of big boxes. Like boxes full of reams of paper.
And where are these boxes from?
I guess they're from Los Angeles, your office.
Lenore strikes again.
I'll be right over with the phone.
Thanks, Rodney.
You're welcome.
Good morning. This is the office of Orson Welles. Lenore speaking. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And how may I help you?
Hello, this is Orson Welles.
Mr. Welles, I knew it was you. I can tell from the phone number. It's always so nice to hear from you.
Lenore,
find out.
What, pray tell, did you have delivered to me?
Well, that research you asked me to do.
Wait, I don't understand. You found 300 pounds of paper worth of research about the Japanese Americans at Lake Lawn Resort?
Oh, I found nothing, at least nothing more than what you already knew from that book.
So what is in all those boxes?
Well, I just thought you would want to know that I've been very thorough in my research and would want to see the copies of all the web pages I looked at.
So I have 300 pounds of paper waiting to be delivered to my room that will tell me nothing?
It really is a mystery, isn't it?
Rodney! I know it's only 10 in the morning, but I need a jack on ice. After dealing with recycling 300 pounds of paper, Al Gore would be so proud of me. Not so much with Lenore. I head to the Aram Public Library in Delavan.
The file cabinets you were referred to are here, but it's really these two drawers. And then over here, These shelves have all sorts of books and maps and things that go back quite a way. There are some books about Walworth County, too.
Thank you so much.
You know, I've spent my whole life here in Delavan, and I just never knew about this. It is just so strange that there isn't more of a record.
Well, that's a mystery I'm trying to solve.
Well, you can use this table right here next to the files. Now let me know if I can be of any more help.
Thank you, madam. I opened the top drawer of the two, and what better way to start than from the front? There were file folders full of old maps, city plans, sewer maps, newspapers, World War I veteran lists. Then I came across some programs from the high school class reunions. And sure enough, I found pictures of Florence Tsuru, class of 1946. She went to a business school in Milwaukee and moved to Chicago. Jean Kazaguma, class of 1947, went to a Gregg business school, moved to Chicago. Lois Kazaguma, class of 1949, graduated from the University of Wisconsin and became a buyer at Carson Peary Scott. Frank Tsuru, class of 1951, a buyer at Sears in Chicago. I felt like I hit the jackpot. I was beginning to doubt that the story of these people was some sort of legend, but there they were. I made my way to the shelves in the corner, and I went right for the yearbooks. Sure enough, a picture of Florence Tsuru, nicknamed Flo, heading for the UW. I'll have to watch my diet. She was in glee club, bowling, mixed chorus, Spanish club, and on the newspaper. Jean Kazaguma, nicknamed Stoop, can cook and sew. William Wada, nicknamed Bill, golf pro and football. Look what I found.
Why, sure enough. There they are. Just like any other students, all grown up. A list of all sorts of activities and plans. Of course, why wouldn't they be like anyone else?
True enough. At the same time, the war in the Pacific was a real grind as we fought from island to island. A lot of men died, and there were a lot of bad feelings.
And yet, the people of Delavan knew the difference between the Japanese versus the Americans, no matter where their ancestors came from.
They could indeed.
Now, here's an interesting name of a student, Messerschmitt. I wonder if he was teased.
One mystery at a time, madam. The librarian helped me make copies of anything, and I was on my way back to Lake Lawn Resort and the Frontier Restaurant and Bar. Later that afternoon, I was to meet Miss St. James at the bar.
When are you heading back to L.A., Mr. Wells?
Oh, I'm not sure, Rodney. I think I may spend a couple more days here. I can't face Lenore just yet.
Missing Jeanette?
I'll tell you, Rodney, as much as Jeanette can get under my skin, I have never been so beside myself with an assistant like Lenore before. Reserving a Yugo for me, booking me at the Skyview Inn, pre-ordering a salad for me, sending 300 pounds of paper to me, express mail. I mean, I'm Orson Welles.
I do have to admit, that salad thing was funny.
Oh, I'm sure you and Florence had quite a show there, Rodney.
Another Jack and Ice.
Sure, why not?
Hey, Orson.
Hey, Rodney.
Good afternoon, Ms. St. James. Would you like a lemon-tini extra sugar?
Oh, that would be, like, awesome.
Rodney, could you please serve Ms. St. James an awesome lemon-tini with extra sugar?
Coming right up. Here are your drinks.
Thanks, Rodney.
Orson, I just want to thank you so much for all your help. You were a lifesaver.
Orson?
I never, like, thought about looking at the yearbooks or any of those other places you mentioned.
In fact, thinking about it now, you might want to head to the high school and see if they have a complete record of those yearbooks. Not sure how long those people stayed in the area after the war, but apparently some families stayed on into the 1950s.
But where do you think they went?
No doubt back to Washington State. Even though immediate family was here, there was no doubt extended family that was stuck in those camps for the duration. Afterwards, they probably moved back to Seattle or wherever, tried to restart their lives. When you think about it, there really is no mystery at all.
People move on. They find jobs in other cities, like Chicago. Get married, have kids. Life happens.
Indeed it does.
But what I think was, like, sweet is that everyone here at the resort and in town just, like, accepted everyone. Like the war didn't matter.
It certainly speaks well of the local folks. War can make for complicated times, and that was especially the case then. The stakes were very high. We were faced with very fierce and industrially advanced enemies on two fronts. It would have been so easy to take out some kind of revenge on innocence.
But didn't we do that? Take revenge on innocence when we put American citizens in those camps? I mean, like, all those names had Anglo-Saxon first names.
Yes, they did. But when there are bad times, we see the good in people, too. The good in people shown here at Lake Lawn Resort. Look at Ruby Reeder, the wife of one of the owners. She saw that Louis Casaguma was feeling lonely here in Wisconsin when she came with her dad. After all, Lois left her friends back at the camp. Ruby would take Lois on day trips with her own children. The children of the employees all played and explored the grounds together. There are stories like this all over this country. We just have to find them and remember them. And that, Ms. St. James, should be part of your mission.
It will be, Orson. It will be.
Miss Brooks, what are you doing here? Would you like a drink?
Hi, Rodney. Hi, Orson.
Chris, this is Madison St. James, the grad student I told you about.
Well, Madison, you certainly lit the mystery bug in Orson here.
Yeah, I guess so. It was a lot of fun.
Miss Brooks, would you like that drink?
Oh, she's here to have dinner with me, Rodney.
Should I get Florence to show you to a table?
That wouldn't be necessary. We'll be dining in my suite.
Send over a bottle of champagne. Okay, Rodney?
I'll make that two bottles. After all, I am Orson Welles.
And this has been The Kane Shadow. Sayonara, my friends. Created and written by Steve Brown and Mike Ostrup. Our director for today's show was Renee Bouchel. Starring in today's show, Julie Burton, Siegfried Christoph as Orson Welles, Art Dexter, Vicky Dumais, Brett Hodek, Janelle Powers, Amnerie Schmidt, Cameron Spencer, and Naomi Weissman-Zobler. Our production crew, Dave Janzer, our chief production engineer, Chuck Janzer, sound engineer, Mike Ostrup, live sound effects, and yours truly, Steve Brown, handling recorded sound effects. And today's script is based on this, on the process that we actually have here. Steve Brown and Mike Ostrup actually did the research about Lake Lawn Resort and the story of Lake Lawn helping Japanese Americans get out of the internment camps. If you want more information about that, go to www.brownostripfoundation.org and click on the Learn tab. We have all kinds of information, including yearbook entries from the students who attended Delavan High School, pictures from that book, and also a history of Lake Lawn Resort and information from the National Park Service. The WGTD Radio Theater will next be on November 10th at our usual time of 11:15 here at Lake Lawn Resort on beautiful Lake Delavan. The show will be Deep Stealth, the latest in American stealth submarine technology. The Virginia-class submarine finds itself in a head-to-head battle against German World War II U-boats. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumais and McTernan, also Lake Lawn Resort, your full-service getaway in the Lake Geneva area, and the Brown Osa Performing Arts Foundation. I'm your host, Steve Brown, wishing you a great day.